Good afternoon, you're through to Daniel at MMA Legal. How can I help?
Yes, Albert Taylor here. I used, excuse me, asked my doctor for the medical records.
Yes.
My medical records with him only go back as far as 2020.
Right. Just a second, Albert, while I pull up your file. Can I just take you through data protection really quickly? Can I take the first line of your address, please?
It's 23 Derbeth Crescent.
Brilliant. And your email address?
Is abdngui11@myyahoo.com.
That's it. And your date of birth, please?
It's 2/1/1969.
Brilliant. Thank you very much for that. So, your medical records?
Yes, I spoke to my doctor, and he said that they've only got records from when I joined their surgery, which was 2020. So, it didn't go back any further than that. And everything about my case is further back than 2020.
Yeah, I mean, it's not usually the case with general practitioners that they only hold records from 2020. It's usually the practice is that they'd request documents from all of your previous general practitioners.
Oh, well, that's what I thought.
Yeah. It's I can get in touch with them for you if you'd like and just clarify a few things with them.
Well, I've got all the records here.
Oh, you have them. They've given them to you physically, have they?
Yes, they've given me, but with the stipulation that it only goes far back as 2020.
Yeah.
So I always thought when you joined another doctor's surgery that they got your medical history off the last doctor yet.
No, yeah, they absolutely should. So it's quite peculiar that they've only got records dating back to 2020. So obviously those medical records wouldn't be relevant to your case either, would they?
So
it's quite peculiar that they're only holding records that far back. Like I say, I can try and get in touch with them and ask them a few things about it, but they might just say that they need to speak to you in regards to it. Obviously, some medical institutes can be a little bit iffy with speaking to ourselves about it, even though we can provide them with a letter of authorization to speak on your behalf sometimes.
I mean, I can send you what I've got.
If you'd like to, yes.
But as I say, it's only good, but as far back as 2020, it's all going to be irrelevant.
Yeah, if it's only going back to 2020, the records that you've got, it would practically be irrelevant to your case, of course.
Because everything's been changed on the computers, that a lot of stuff's disappeared or stuff like that. The only thing I can think of, do you use request paperwork for the social work?
Yes, we do.
Would that they say which doctors that was we?
The doctors?
Especially for things like psychiatrist.
Yeah, all these sorts of documents should be in your GP records, but also they could be held by council records as well.
I would expect them to be in the social work stuff.
Yeah, that would be in your council records, so it would be Aberdeen City Council that most likely holds those records, and we're still waiting for a response from them.
Okay.
I believe they did give us an acknowledgement, so they have received the subject access request.
Okay, yeah. Well, see, I'll get an idea. I'll open up our file and here look and see if it goes any further back than 2020. If I can't find anything, it's further back. I just don't see the point.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. It'd just be a waste of your time to, of course, send in those documents by post and things. And
it's a waste of your time.
Yeah, exactly. We don't want to waste anyone's time, of course. We want to try and get this done as quickly as possible for yourself. So if you want to leave that with me, I can contact your general practitioner and just see if they'll tell me where the records are held exactly. It would most likely be under Aberdeen City Council, but I can ring and just try and clarify with them. All right.
So is this going to affect the case?
No, it shouldn't affect your case unless, of course, they don't give us the records, but that would be a failure on their behalf, and then the ICO would have to get involved with it, of course. So as long as those records come to us, it shouldn't affect your case at all.
Well, they basically said that give me the files, they says photocopy them, because the next time you'll be getting charged for it. So, okay, fair enough. But as I says, if it doesn't go further back in 2020, it doesn't help either of us.
Yeah, it's not really good practice on their behalf, I will say, because we've requested the documents, unless you've requested them to be released to yourself personally.
No. They sent me a letter saying that they would only release them to me, so that I can look over them. And if there's like anything that I don't want you to see, that I could take out.
That's right.
Basically,
yeah.
Basically, what they said.
Yeah, it's not exactly going by the guidelines of the ICO, of course.
Okay.
We have the letter of authorization from yourself to act on your behalf. So the documents should be released directly to us. Obviously, with the contents of them being quite personal sometimes. A lot of clients don't actually want to see these documents, so it's in the best interest most of the time for them to send them directly to us.
I just thought it would be best to phone you first because...
No, yeah, I really appreciate that.
Because if it's only gone back as 2020, you're actually helping maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, I really appreciate you ringing in and letting us know that. Like I say, I will ring your GP and just try and clarify a bit of information with them in regards to your records and see if they do hold. I mean, if they've told you that they've only got records back to 2020, then I'll most likely get told the same. But I might be able to do some digging into where your other records are.
That'll be brilliant. Yeah. My last memory in healthcare, it was Aldine Medical Practice. That was the last doctor surgery I can remember when I was in gear.
Right. Do you mind just spelling that medical practice for me?
It's A-L-B-Y-N.
A-L-B-Y-N. Aldine Medical. No worries. Yeah, leave that with me, and like I said, I'll do a bit of chasing for you. I'll ring up your GP and try and locate these documents for you. All right, Albert.
That'd be brilliant.
No problem. We'll update you as soon as we have anything back, all right?
Okay, thank you.
No problem, Albert. You enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you for calling in.
Bye.
See you now. Bye.